Sunday law in the United States, at which point probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists in the United States. This is a present truth message, and to not recognize that, if what we're saying is correct, to not recognize that if it is correct, that there will be resistance raised against it from within the very ranks of those that are supposed to proclaim this message, is to not recognize what has taken place at every genuine revival of present truth throughout sacred history. And sure enough, if in my experience, this message of the last six verses of Daniel 11 has been resisted in many ways, but the subject of the glorious land is where the greatest resistance has been raised that I have seen. Now let's look at how Sister White and the pioneers would identify the United States and the glorious land. And brothers and sisters, you can't identify the pioneers as, you know, inspired, but there is enough testimony in the spirit of prophecy and in the Bible to tell us that the foundations are to be protected. There's enough light in the pioneers that the latitude we have to give for some of their misconceptions is not worth seeking out what their positions were. And what I'm suggesting to you is that the understanding of the position or the role or the purpose of the United States in Bible prophecy that was understood by the pioneers and Ellen White was made up of at least three parts. One, that the United States had been divinely protected by God because it had a purpose. Divinely protected, preserved, and designed by God because it had a purpose to protect the truth and provide a place where the truth was to go forth. That was one of the purposes of the United States. The other is that this is where the Sunday law issue was going to take place at the very beginning. This is where end-time Bible prophecy in connection with the mark of the beast was going to start, was going to happen. And we'll see that the pioneers understood this. And one other aspect of the United States is that it was understood by the pioneers that it was a land that had been designed by God as a refuge, so to speak, for his people. Divinely protected, a refuge for his people to use as they promoted the gospel, and that it would be the focus of the Sunday law issue. Now, one of the pioneers, certainly a pioneer that I'd like to begin with, is William